Hey there, welcome to LSAT Demon Daily. I'm Ben Olson, that's Nathan Fox. Together we're the founders of LSATdemon.com and our weekly podcast, Thinking LSAT. This email is from Manny. I guess I'll go ahead and read it. Just got an offer from Suffolk Law School.
Suffolk, sorry.
I don't mean to sound rude or ungrateful, but they offered me $40,000/$52,000 for a merit scholarship. Do you understand why the two numbers?
No.
Okay. So I'm not too sure why you got two numbers there, but my LSAT is a 170 and a 3.5 for GPA. While my GPA is not above their 75th percentile, my LSAT is by 12 points. Okay. I plugged it into the Demon Scholarship Estimator, which, by the way, you all can find at LSATdemon.com/scholarships. And Manny continues, you guys were right on. Demon said I would get half to full. I wanted to go to Suffolk, but not for a total of $36,000.
Okay, oh, so I get it now. Offered Manny $40,000 and their tuition is $52,000.
Okay.
Which leaves shortfall of $36,000 after 3 years.
3 years. Got it.
So they're willing to offer Manny a JD for $36,000. And he's like, well, I like your school, but I don't like it for $36,000.
Yep. Good point. I'm glad you're focusing on the actual cost, not the actual offer.
Yeah.
Why would schools above their rank give full tuition scholarships, but Suffolk does not?
Well, is that true? Okay, so looking at their ABA 509 report right now, for 2019-2020, Suffolk gave one more than full tuition scholarship, zero full tuition scholarships, and then 25% of their class got somewhere between half and full. Another 54% of the class got somewhere less than half scholarship. So they are giving 80% of their class grants, but they have not chosen to get on the full tuition scholarship train that so many other schools have gotten on.
Maybe they've realized that you don't have to give full to most applicants. How many applicants are actually applying with the expectation to get full? I know there are a lot of our listeners are, but there must be a whole bunch more who can't stop talking about how they got $40,000 from Suffolk. So to them, it's good enough. So why not just make it a policy? Like, hey, you know what? We're not going to give full. We're just going to give almost full to a lot of people. They're going to pee their pants and they're going to come and big deal.
And like, frankly, we would be happier. I'll speak for myself. I think that there would be more justice in the world if law schools stopped giving full ride merit-based scholarships.
Sure, they need to drop their tuition rates and just start.
When you're giving 80%, I mean, even Suffolk, like, and I'm about to give Suffolk a compliment here, or I just did give Suffolk a compliment, which good on you for not giving full ride, or God forbid, more than full ride scholarships to your most qualified applicants. The problem with that,
who need it the least, by the way,
most of those, they tend to be whiter and have more resources. They tend to be whiter and richer, and you're just going to like further enrich them by giving them a stipend and a full tuition scholarship to come to your law school. And I understand why you're doing that. You're doing that because it raises the prestige of your school. You get more, you get to report higher LSAT and higher GPA numbers on your 509 report, which US News uses when they rank law schools. And so I understand perfectly why schools do it. There's this, just race for trying to get the most competitive applicants in terms of LSAT and GPA. And what we wish you would do is just lower your tuitions and stop with these fake discount, because that's really what these scholarships are, is just discounts.
Yep. It's not going to happen though, right? Because they'd have to agree together to do this.
It's the prisoner's dilemma.
Yep.
Yeah, if they all, acted together, I mean, it would have to be like the American Bar Association would step in and say, you're not allowed to give scholarships to law school. Like, you have to charge everybody the same price to go to your law school.
Yep.
Which, if we're talking about justice and access and fairness, but then you're going to go ahead and charge everybody a different price. It's just a lie right off the bat.
Yep.
If you cared about justice and access and fairness, you would give need-based scholarships. Yep. Or at the very least, you would just charge everybody the same price. But instead, yeah. what you do is you charge the higher LSAT, higher GPA, whiter, richer people less. And it's not, I don't think it's fair. Like, I just don't think that that's a world that we should be living in. But that is the world that we're living in. So that's why we say don't pay for law school.
Yeah.
Because you can opt out of that system by just making sure that you get a scholarship. It sounds like Manny, I mean, you can opt out of being a sucker of that system by making sure that you get a scholarship.
You're still part of that system.
You are part of the system, yeah. But I mean, hey, let's be honest.
At least you're not
lawyers. Like, if you think you're going to become a lawyer to like change the whole world, you know, like it's admirable, but it's just not true for the vast majority of lawyers. The vast majority of lawyers are going to be cogs in the machine. It sounds like Manny has like that's as good of an offer as he probably could have expected from Suffolk.
Yeah.
But, why would schools above their rank, why would schools above their rank give full tuition scholarships, but Suffolk does not? Well, you've got it backward. They are above Suffolk's rank because they give full ride scholarships.
Yep.
So
they're pulling their numbers up.
Yeah. So Manny, you probably should take a full ride at a higher ranked law school.
Yeah.
So it sucks because we have to give advice that perpetuates the system, but, I don't know. I don't want you paying $36,000 for a law school that's not as good as a school that you could, not as prestigious as some other school that wants to give you a full ride.
Yep.
Anything else there?
No. Thanks for writing in, Manny. Email. Oh, and if you missed it, make sure to check out lsatdemon.com /scholarships. Put in your GPA, your undergraduate GPA, and the LSAT score range that you're getting.
Yeah, because it really is pretty accurate, right? I mean, it's just an estimator using the public 509 data, but the public 509 data and Manny's stats were that just nailed it. It was like right on here. And there will be full rides from some higher ranked schools, but not from Suffolk because they just don't really do that. Anyway, lsatdemon.com/scholarships.
Email daily at lsatdemon.com if you'd like to ask us a question or share some LSAT or law school admissions news. Thanks for listening.